And hello again, everybody. We are back in for our final broadcast here on Business Radio X, coming to you live from the 6th Annual Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament here at Hamilton Mill Golf Club to raise money benefiting the American Cancer Society and raising awareness for breast cancer awareness. And joining us are the folks behind the scenes that made this all happen. We'll start with Bruce Nelson, also Stan Goddard and Suzanne Oshevsky are all with us. And you guys put in all the work behind the scenes. Bruce, talk about how the day went.
I think it was probably one of the best years we've had. You know, it's funny, each year we battle some things like COVID and hurricanes, and it worked out again today that it was, not 90 degrees and sweaty. It was overcast and beautiful, and probably close to a record amount of funds that came through. So a great success this year.
Suzanne, your thoughts on how the day went?
Every year it gets better and better. You know, we have, I think one of the most amazing things about this event is the tremendous support we get, the repeat sponsors and attendees that really, they come out and they're so generous in their support. You know, and our preliminary numbers are about $65,000 to $70,000 today.
Is that a record, or is that above average?
It's above average. 2 years ago, pre-COVID, I think we hit our record, which was 67. So even given all the challenges with COVID, I think we're going to top that this year. And we had probably 30 less people than we had that year we did 67. So we've really upped our game.
Well, you're getting pretty good at this. Stan, your thoughts on the day?
So, look, you're interviewing us, the three of us, but there are so many people that work so hard behind the scenes to make this thing happen. It's just incredible. I want to thank everybody that puts in all the work behind the scenes, from the signs to the donations of the gifts and the raffle items. So many people that put their heart into this, and the results speak for themselves. Just a great job.
This is the 6th annual tournament. Why has RICO gotten so involved? And Stan, you're with RICO, so I'll let you speak on behalf of the company. But why the American Cancer Society? Why is this such an important corporate thing for you guys?
Yeah, so look, it's a disease that touches so many people. And I can't imagine that there's anyone here today that hasn't been touched at some level with this disease. RICO is very active in the community, as you know, and it's something that's just very important to us to be able to give back to the community and the time and the money and the effort that goes into this is just amazing, and we want to thank everybody for that.
Bruce, you were with RICO, and now you're now with another company, but you're still leading the charge out there.
Yeah, 28 years with RICO, still love RICO, bleed RICO red, so just was the opportunity to take a little bit of an early retirement. I was able to partner and work with one of RICO's best partners is High Tech out of Orlando, Florida. So I now work with them, and I couldn't have been any happier whatsoever to say that could I still be on the team with Suzanne and Stan to do this. So like he said, it's a joint effort. You know, we're leading the calls and some of those things and maybe talking on microphones and stuff. But again, you know, conference calls that have 30 people on it, and then the day of 50 people, and you can't imagine all the people that go into it, but it's just been amazing to have that ride with RICO and then not ride off into the sunset, but actually get to be a part of it even after being that. And that I think that's one of the reasons that and I wished Eric could have been here, but Eric Allman, the president of High Tech, stepped up this year and wanted to be the top presenting sponsor. So as I mentioned, it's just a great partnership with RICO and High Tech and all of those sponsors. We could go down the list with Wells Fargo and Baxter Planning and Amatech and people that have been every year for 6 years. We have a list of people that we know, even through COVID, are going to be a part of it for us.
Suzanne, your thoughts on what this tournament means to your company?
Like Stan said, I think the most amazing things about working for RICO is the amount of support and encouragement that we get to be active in the community and to give back, right? I mean, as I think both Bruce and Stan echoed, we've all been impacted. So, not only is, are we giving our time, but, RICO is supporting the event with the signs and all of our, many volunteers. And yeah, I mean, we've got, I mean, we're really, you know, we get bogged down in the day-to-day work, and that's great. But this is just such a great, it's a great opportunity to be able to come out and just, you know, and give back. I mean, it sounds cliche, right? But we're just really fortunate that we're allotted that time.
Congratulations to all of you, to all the volunteers, to everybody who was a part of this, to have another great tournament, raise so much money. Now do you get a chance to kind of take a big deep breath and relax?
Well, we'll relax, but I'll also be sending out the meeting invite to get it on the calendar for January so we can start planning and getting going.
Great. Suzanne, any final thoughts?
We'll see you next year.
Stan, any final thoughts as we wrap it up?
Yeah, Mike, we appreciate you guys. We thank you for your support every year. And Business Radio X, Sonesta, there's so many sponsors that, you know, just really give. And we really appreciate you guys. Look forward to working with you again next year.
And we are glad to be a part of this. And Bruce, your final thoughts?
Well, again,
if you have any voice left, just in an auction and raffles and everything.
Well, that's what it's all about. That the last day, the end of it is so much fun. It's almost hard to get done with it. We all look at each other and it's like, is that it? You know, we all have that look like, I guess we're done. So we're done this year. Like she said, we'll take maybe 3 months off and it'll start over again. But truly, from the bottom of all of our hearts, again, one last thank you. That's how I would close out and say we'll be working hard again next year to get it going. And look forward to you being here again and all of the other sponsors and all the people again. We just can't wait again. It means that much, and it is from our heart.
All right, and I'll give out one last congratulations to you guys and everybody involved. Again, Stan Goddard, Bruce Nelson, Suzanne Oshevsky, great job. Congratulations. Thank you, Amanda, for all your help today. And a big thank you again to Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel for allowing Business Radio X out to be here and sponsoring these live broadcasts. So for the entire team, we'll see you again next year. And thank you for listening to our live cut-ins all day long here on Business Radio X.